Again, I want to thank our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Kurt Ramsey, your shelter insurance agent. Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC and Salisbury Physical Therapy. All of Salisbury. Fastball misses high to Strump for 1-0 the count. Salisbury looking to join Canton, Marceline, and Palmyra. All local teams will be participating next week in Springfield. There's a pitch off the glove of the catcher. Throw down is not going to be in time as that one goes back to the screen and allows Green to advance 90 feet on the pass ball. It was a little high, but one I think Gebhardt would like to have back. So down to second will go Green. She's in scoring position as St. Elizabeth looking to scratch out a run with two outs. Fastball on the inside corner for a strike, and the count evens 1-1. On Elizabeth Strumpf. Winner of this will face Maysville in the semifinals in Class 1 at 11 a.m. on Friday down in Springfield. 1-1 is cut on and missed on the riser, and it's 1-2 on Strumpf. For Salisbury, they would love nothing more than another crack at Maysville. The 1-2, same pitch, and this time holding up and taking a ball high at the letters is Strumpf. It's 2-2. Woldridge winds and fires next. Fastball called. Strike three on the inside corner. Or actually, it's inside, and pardon me, that was ball four. So it was a 3-2 pitch. I thought the home plate umpire had initially rung her up, but it was actually signaling to Strumpf inside, take your base. So that'll put two runners aboard now for Gracie Cook, who smacks the first pitch foul, 0-1 the count. So a single followed by a walk. Two runners aboard with two outs now for the Lady Hornets. The 0-1 to Cook. Grounder right side, up with it, knocking it down as the second baseman Stefankiewicz. She recovers. They'll throw it over to first in time to get Cook to end the two-out threat. No runs, a hit, a walk, and two left on. Both teams strand two in the first but do not score. We've played one full inning here in the state quarterfinal from St. Elizabeth. No score. Back in 1 minute on Quicks AM FM.
The last time you went to physical therapy, did they look at your chart before they said your name? Sheila or Tricia at Salisbury Physical Therapy live in the area and know your name so you will get the personal one-on-one care and attention you need to recover your mobility or get back in the game. Salisbury Physical Therapy, located at 100 West Highway 24, Suite A in Salisbury, has over 20 years of experience in the physical therapy field. Sheila can get you off the bench or out of that chair and back to what you love to do. Salisbury Physical Therapy, hometown care and service just for you.
The merger between the Bank of Cairo and Moberly and Regional Missouri Bank is complete. Your locally owned community bank may have a new name, but you will continue to see the same familiar faces you've grown accustomed to serving your financial needs. RMB employees are your neighbors and your friends. Regional Missouri Bank remains committed to the local communities we serve. Strong, stable, rooted in North Central Missouri. Regional Missouri Bank, member FDIC.
Top of the second we go from St. Elizabeth Ballpark. It will be the 6, 7, and 8 hitters due up for the Salisbury Lady Panthers, starting with Chloe Wyatt. And the first pitch misses high and away from Maddie Wilde, 1-0 the count. Wyatt, Bartholomew, and Ricketts due up for the Lady Panthers. They're in black uniforms with purple and white trim this afternoon. Wilde winds and fires 1-0, and the changeup is smacked foul straight back, and the count evens 1-1. Pretty good rip that time on the off-speed offering. Wyatt got a pretty good cut that time. Taking a look at Wyatt's numbers coming into the contest. She sports a batting average of 272. Takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count moves to 1-2 on the Salisbury first baseman. Wilde looks for the sign and will bring it home. Change up, hit well in a left center field. On the move is the center fielder, and Victoria Shulin able to track it down. She winds up leaping up and snow coning it a little bit. And beg my pardon, that was actually Gracie Cook. I've got the left fielders and center fielders mixed up on my chart, but that is Gracie Cook with a great catch out in the alley to deny Wyatt an extra base hit. And there's one gone in the Salisbury second. Brings in Brooke Bartholomew now for the Lady Panthers. She takes the first pitch high and wide on the rise ball, 1-0. She'll be followed by Emma Ricketts. for the Lady Panthers. 1-0, bounced foul off to the side, and the count evens 1-1 on Bartholomew. Again, I want to thank our sponsors for this broadcast, R&J Custom Fabrication, Andrea Binder, your local rural Missouri crop insurance agent, both of Salisbury. 1-1 count on Bartholomew. New softball comes Maddie Wildy's way, and she brings it on home. Another rise ball is fouled straight back. And the count now 1-2 on Bartholomew. Salisbury got the first two runners aboard in the first inning but failed to scratch a run across, something that they don't fail in doing too often, especially that top of that lineup. Here's a changeup, bounces in, and the count evens 2-2 on Bartholomew. We're scoreless here in the top of the second from St. Elizabeth. Two tickets are punched already to the Class 1 Final Four in Springfield. Those are Maysville, the defending state champion, and the top-ranked team in Class 1, Canton. There's a little looper past the third base bag down in the corner. A base hit for Bartholomew with one out. Didn't hit it hard, but it was just good positioning, and she went the other way. And with the third baseman, Tasia Green, playing well off the bag, she just couldn't get over. That one bounces just fair inside of it. A one-out single for Bartholomew. Now we'll see if the bottom of the lineup here can get something going for Salisbury as Emma Ricketts bats now. And for reference, number two ranked team in Class 1 would be the Salisbury Lady Panthers. St. Elizabeth, unranked, coming into this contest with that 12-11 record. First pitch misses high and wide to Emma Ricketts, 1-0 the count. Runner on first, one out for Salisbury. The next, bouncing ball to short, could be two. They throw to second for one. It's bobbled, and they're going to say it's on the exchange. Coach Nate King is asking the home plate umpire, and I think Coach King's got a beef. That ball was bouncing out. It was a juggle. They'll bring all three umpires back. The only umpire, though, that's going to have a real good view of this is the home plate umpire, so it's going to be his call or nothing. Whether Salisbury gets both runners aboard here, or there's going to be two outs and a runner on first. They called on the exchange, as they often do, but had a pretty good angle here sitting to the third base side, and it looked for all the world like that ball was juggled in and out of the glove of Jordan Plasmeyer. And they will call her safe, so that will be another error. And Coach Olichlager will get his word, but that's good umpiring. All three umpires got together. They got the call right. And that's a job well done by all three men in blue right there. Coach Olichlager will get his explanation. He may not 100% agree with it, but you know, home plate umpire was the one who had the best view of that one, and he made the definitive call after that discussion. So another break, another error on a ground ball up the middle, as that will put Bartholomew at second, Ricketts at first, second and first, one out for Breanne Haynes. Bottom of the order, threatening here for Salisbury. Is the first pitch in the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Haynes, the designated player this afternoon for the Lady Panthers. Wildy brings on the 0-1 changeup, rocket to the second, off the body of Plasmeyer. She recovers, throws over to first for out number two. It's a productive out for Haynes, though. Ground ball right side of the infield will move Bartholomew down to third and Ricketts over to second. And after the ball dropped by Plasmeyer, that is a great recovery. She'll probably have a bruise on her upper body, but well worth it to get an out there and to give her starting pitcher some wiggle room. But now she has to face the top of the lineup in Brooks Stefankiewicz. Changeup smacked into left center field. This is going to put Salisbury on top. Into the gap. Two runs will score. Stefankiewicz will slam on the brakes at second. A two-out double. She's two for two, and Salisbury's got a 2-0 lead. First pitch swinging, no hesitation from Stefankiewicz, and the hardest hit ball of the day nets Salisbury their first lead of the day at 2-0. And they can very easily make it more now. Bryn Wooldridge, who grounded the ball back softly her first time up to Maddie Wildy. She doesn't do things soft too often, though. And she hits one high in the air, shallow right. Coming in, Megan Plasmeyer, and she makes a sliding catch in right field to deny Wooldridge a base hit. A little bit of an awkward tumble, but Plasmeyer hung on to it like a wide receiver diving for the football. In this case, she dove for the softball and came up with it for out number three. But Salisbury strikes, two runs in the inning on two hits, an error, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Salisbury leads St. Elizabeth 2-0. Back in 1 minute.
We are growing at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We have three new physicians on board. Please welcome Dr. Tyler Jenkins. Dr. Jenkins is a fellowship-trained spine surgeon who focuses on comprehensive treatment and surgery of spinal disorders. Dr. Jenkins is taking new patient appointments, and you can make your appointment today by calling 573-443-2402. Welcome Dr. Tyler Jenkins to Columbia Orthopedic Group.
Time for another Grand Today giveaway keyword. The keyword this hour is courtesy of Tri-County Tire and Repair, your Husqvarna dealer in Monroe City. The keyword is
dream.
Go to centralmoinfo.com and register for the Grand Today contest. You can enter the daily keywords anytime from 6 a.m. up to midnight weekdays. Again, this hour's keyword is
dream.
You must be 18 or older to play this Alpha Media company-wide contest. One winner will be chosen each day for $1,000. View complete rules at centralmoinfo.com.
Here's the first pitch, or second pitch home. Grounds, bouncing ball right side. Slowly hits Stefankowicz up with it. Charging, throws over to first in time to get Kemna for out number one. Good play by the second baseman for Salisbury, Brooks Stefankowicz, who right now is putting together a very good game. 2-for-2 at the top of the lineup and has driven in both Salisbury runs to this point. One out, and Jordan Plasmeyer at the plate. She takes a fastball high, 1-0. Plasmeyer, one of three pairs of sisters on the St. Elizabeth squad. Sister Megan Plasmeyer is playing right field today, but will not bat. She is the flex. Next pitch misses a bit inside to Jordan Plasmeyer. Inside, 2-0 the count. Wooldridge did walk a batter in the first inning, and she falls behind 3-0 as the fastball misses a bit high. Wooldridge wanted that one, but that was up at the letters. Home plate umpire says no. And Wooldridge will have to come back from 3-0, and she does not. Ball four, fastball misses low. And that'll put a runner on first of one out on the walk to Plasmeyer. Brings in Victoria Shulin now, the left fielder for St. Elizabeth. Wooldridge winds and fires the first, and that slap foul off to the right. Shulin a little bit early or a little bit late on that fastball, 0-1. Yeah, I want to thank our sponsors for making this broadcast of State Playoff High School Softball possible on Quix, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, Paris, Downtown Moberly, and Highway 24 in Moberly. Audrey Rowe, your Sheridan County Farm Bureau agent in Keatsville. New softball for Wooldridge. The 0-1 bunt attempt by Shulin, and she bunts it foul back at home plate, 0-2. So after the walk, Wooldridge comes back to get the eight hitter in the St. Elizabeth lineup in the hole, 0-2. Runner on first, one out. Wooldridge high wind, and she fires. Pitch bounce, foul at home plate, and Shulin making contact on every pitch so far in this at-bat. Shulin's numbers coming in. And take a look at the batting average in just a moment. She came in with a .250 average to today's contest for the St. Elizabeth Lady Hornets. At time called at home plate, brief delay, now ready. Wooldridge brings home the 0-2, fastball chop foul, and Shulin continues to stay alive for the Lady Hornets. Abigail Gebhardt will recover that softball and throw it back. I'll tell you what, you know, the Salisbury team wants it bad, another trip to state. As an 0-2 changeup misses high and tight, 1-2. Just the warm-ups every time. Gebhardt is yelling, barking out orders as the catcher, and a lot of times that catcher is the quarterback of your team, softball or baseball, and she shows it. Next one misses high and tight, and the count is now even. 2-2 on Shulin. She's taking Woldrich into some pretty deep waters in this at bat. The 2-2 fastball called strike three in the outside corner. Good battle from Shulin, but it is Woldrich coming out on top in that one. Her third strikeout of the day, second one looking, and there's two gone here in the St. Elizabeth second. It'll bring in Regina Kemna, the nine hitter now for St. Elizabeth. She takes a fastball, a bit high, 1-0. Woldrich has not deferred much away from that fastball so far today. A couple rise balls, a couple changeups, but by and large, she's bringing the gas. Next one's bounced foul off the gates of the St. Elizabeth dugout. And even with the fence, Coach King, sitting right there on a bucket, had to draw back just out of natural reaction. Count evens 1-1 on Kemna. Again, want to thank our sponsors, Howard Electric Serving, Howard County, and portions of northern Boone County, southern Randolph County, and southeastern Sheridan County, and also Gordon Building Center of Salisbury. The 1-1 to Regina Kemna, slapped foul off to the right, 1-2. Good cuts by these St. Elizabeth hitters, but they're just a little bit late on the Woldrich fastball right now. They do have a base hit courtesy of a bloop single by Tasia Green back in the first. The 1-2 coming home. Changeup bounced to the third base side and through the legs of the third baseman Stapleton. Everyone's going to be safe. Over to back it up was Bales. And that'll be a rare error on the Salisbury defense. They did not commit one in the sectionals. But here they make an untimely one as it'll roll the order back over to Maddie Wilde. So that one goes E5 on Stapleton. Third error of the game between these two teams. Fastball catches the inside corner for a strike to Maddie Wilde, 0-1. Wilde struck out looking to lead things off back in the bottom of the first inning for St. Elizabeth. Bats here, second and first, two outs. Salisbury waiting 2-0. Changeup misses low, and the count evens 1-1 on Wilde. St. Elizabeth's second error proving costly as then ensured two runs would score in the top half of the second for Salisbury. There's a 1-1 fastball cut on a missed as Wilde chased the riser that time, and it is 1-2. Second straight inning, St. Elizabeth puts two runners aboard here against Woldrich. Here's the 1-2, another fastball. This time Wilde does not chase, and the count evens 2-2. There's just so much velocity on that Woldrich fastball. Very tricky for hitters to get around it. Here's the 2-2 fastball, just a bit outside. Maybe a bit high as well. It was on the border of everything there. Wilde gets the benefit of the doubt in this pitcher battle. Count runs full. The 3-2 foul tip in and out of the glove of Gebhardt, and by inches, Maddie Wilde stays alive a little longer at home plate. And second is Plasmeyer. At first is Kemna with two outs. Pitch misses high and wide. Ball four. Another walk issued by Woldrich for third of the game. And that will load the bases for the Whitey Hornets and bring in Emily Wilde, the cousin of Maddie. Emily's numbers, she comes in a .271 batting average, 7 runs batted in this season for the Whitey Hornets. We're also going to have a courtesy runner as Audrey Strumpf will run here for the pitcher, Maddie Wilde. Wilde, meanwhile, Emily Wilde at the plate, struck out her first time up swinging. But that was a long battle with Woldrich. She worked the count full, fouled a couple more off, before eventually being unable to catch up to a two-strike fastball from Woldrich. Bases loaded, two outs. First pitch home from Woldrich is a fastball, bit high, 1-0. It was the second inning against Community R6 where Woldrich had a bit of a control problem and had Community roll the bases. After that, she was nails. Second inning here giving her trouble. She jams Wilde, and she's able to fight it off the roof of the dugout on the first base side. Count evens 1-1. Nice complex here in St. Elizabeth, owns softball and baseball fields side by side of each other. Here's a 1-1 pitch, swung and fouled straight back, 1-2. Rich history of baseball and softball here at St. Elizabeth. They own all the state titles for this high school, 4 for the softball team and 3 for the baseball team. 1-2 to Woldridge. Rise ball just a bit high. 2-2 the count on Wilde. Of course, one of those baseball state titles came this past spring at the expense of La Plata. There's a 2-2, fouled straight back. Another long battle here as Emily Wilde fighting pitches off. Woldridge's pitch count is taking a bit of a hit here in the first couple innings. 3 strikeouts and 3 walks. Bases loaded, 2 outs. The 2-2 once more. Fastball got her looking at the knees. Woldridge bears down again for strikeout number 4 as she K's Emily Wilde again after a long battle. St. Elizabeth loads the bases but cannot score. A walk, an error, actually a pair of walks and an error, and the base left loaded. We played 2 from St. Elizabeth. 2-0, Salisbury leading back in 1 minute on Quicks 92.5 FM and 1230 AM.
Farming is the livelihood for many, and protecting your crops is very important. Andrea Bender with Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Incorporated in Salisbury can give you peace of mind in protecting your crops. Andrea provides a full line of multi-peril, crop hail, and supplemental policies. Stop by the Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Office in Salisbury or call 660-414-5975 for experience that counts. Farmers, Andrea Bender hopes you have a safe harvest season, and for those approaching farm equipment on the roads and highways, be on the alert.
Put your plans into action this year with Gordon Building Center in Salisbury. They have you covered from the ground up. Whether you are building a new home, remodeling, or planning to paint, give them a call and ask about their wide selection of rich and vibrant paints for interior and exterior projects. Gordon Building Center in Salisbury is open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday 7:30 to 12. Call 388-6151, Gordon Building Center, your building supply and paint headquarters in Sheridan County.
Panthers, as we begin the third inning. First pitch is high and wide to Abigail Gebhardt. 1-0 the count will be Gebhardt, Bales, and Stapleton. Due up for the Whitey Panthers, who lead it 2-0. St. Elizabeth's offense is like some annoying thunderclouds. They're threatening. They just haven't come around to score. Next pitch is swung and a miss by Gebhardt on a changeup from Maddie Wilde, and the count evens 1-1. Gebhardt struck out looking her first time up facing Wilde. Well, she'd like to make up for that this time around. Changeup misses low from Wilde, and it's 2-1. A 2-run double by Brooke Stefankiewicz, so 2 outs in the second inning. That's the difference so far in this contest. Salisbury still yet to allow a run here in the playoff run. Here's a fastball at the belt for a strike in the inside corner. Nice pitch there from Wilde. The count evens 2-2. She got one down around the knees that froze Gebhardt the first time around. This time up at the belt. Wilde shakes off a sign. Now she has the one she wants. 2-2 changeup bounced foul off the instep of Gebhardt and will do it again. I want to thank our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Ricketts Farm Service of Salisbury, Shelbina, and Cairo. Patton Funeral Home in Huntsville and Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury. Both are members of the Greening Egan Hayes family of funeral homes. There's a rocket down the left field line off the bat of Gebhardt. It's going to drop down in the corner. Gebhardt digging for second, and she's got herself a leadoff double. Second time in 3 innings, Salisbury gets the leadoff man aboard, and it's Gebhardt with the second extra base hit of the day for the Lady Panthers. A double down in the left field corner. See a courtesy runner here for Gebhardt. And that will be Madison White to run for Gebhardt, and she was the designated runner for Gebhardt back in the sectional round last week. See if Salisbury can break this one open. They were held off the board in the first, but then Stefankiewicz, the 2-run double with 2 outs in the second, getting them on top. And the cleanup hitter, Lizzie Bales, at the plate. She reached on a fielder's choice her first time up after a bunt. Kind of went awry. First pitch is a fastball at the belt for a strike on one. I say kind of because it took a very good play by the catcher, Tori Kemna, to field, and then reached back to home plate to tag out Stefankiewicz for the out. So rise ball bounced up the first baseline. It'll spin fair, and tagging Bales will be Regina Kimna on a heads-up play as she charged and was able to tag her up on the way by. Down to third, though, on the productive out is White. as Bales is retired, 3 unassisted for out number 1. That's where this Salisbury team is so tough. They can hit for power, but then they can play the small ball. Bunts, productive outs. They've done that so far today to scratch up those 2 runs in the second. Caden Stapleton will take a fastball a bit outside, 1-0 the count. Stapleton bounced out to first her first time up. She'd also like to atone for the error in the bottom half of the second that extended the inning out a little more for St. Elizabeth. Fastball misses a bit inside from Wilde, and the count quickly 2-0 on Stapleton, Salisbury third baseman. Lights on here at St. Elizabeth Ballpark under cloudy skies, but no real rain in the forecast tonight down here in St. Elizabeth. Change up and out in front and swinging, missing is Stapleton, 2-1. Good pitch there from Wilde, and she shows the strength of her changeup. She hasn't thrown in necessarily a ton today, but she's been selective and done enough to keep the Salisbury hitters off balance. 2-1 goes the rise ball, and Stapleton chases and misses, 2-2. Right now, based on those last 2 pitches, if I'm Wilde, I do not go to a fastball here on Stapleton. I stay with the off-speed offerings. See if she goes back to the changeup. Runner on third, 1 out. The 2-2. It was a changeup, but it missed low and away, and the count runs full, 3-2 on Stapleton. On deck is Chloe Wyatt, who hit the ball hard her first time up, but was denied a base hit on a good play in center by Gracie Cook. Make that left center field. Long look in from Wilde. The 3-2 fastball ripped foul down the third baseline, high off the top of the fence where the St. Elizabeth students have congregated, and they got a nice little startle on that one. They got people everywhere, elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder here at St. Elizabeth Ballpark as St. Elizabeth Town Showdown, a great showing of Salisbury fans in purple and gold as well, making the 2-hour drive down. Here's a bouncing ball in the hole and through for a base hit. Past the shortstop, Emily Wilde, and Salisbury adds their lead. An RBI single for Caden Stapleton makes it 3-0 Salisbury. Just a seeing eye single right through the 5.5 pole between Wilde and Green. And right now, Salisbury, you feel like with Woldrich, even though she's been under threat the first 2 innings, you figure she's going to settle in, and the more this lead grows, the more Salisbury fans can start to think of plans in Springfield this weekend. First pitch misses high and wide to Chloe Wyatt, 1-0 the count. Wyatt flied out to center her first time up. Next pitch misses high and wide, and it is 2-0. Runner on first, still only 1 out here in the inning, so Salisbury can definitely look for another crooked number here in the third inning. A 2-0 from Wilde, fastball swung on and missed by Wyatt, and it is 2-1. Dimensions here at St. Elizabeth Ballpark, 194 down the lines, 197 in left center. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and another fastball, and it's 2-2 on Wyatt. 197 to left center. It's 210 to straightaway center. The deepest part of the park is actually right center field at 215. Next one, change up, swung on and missed. Wyatt strikes out for out number 2. That was good pitching there by Wilde. Really mixed her speeds and had Wyatt off balance for out number 2. Again, want to thank our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Sheridan Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia and Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kurtzville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. First pitch misses well outside to Brooke Bartholomew. Ball 1. The next one, line drive. That's a base hit into center field. They'll hold Stapleton at second, station-to-station softball, and Bartholomew aboard with her second hit of the day. Not necessarily the first name you expect to come up with a base hit, but she's delivering here in the early going. She did come in with a batting average of .285, so still a solid bat down the bottom half of the lineup. Brings in the 8-hitter Emma Ricketts now for Salisbury. First pitch home, pops it straight up the chute. Who wants it? The third baseman, Tasia Green, will call everyone off near the line and put it away for the third and final out. So Ricketts retired quickly to end the inning. But Salisbury adds their lead. They get one run in the inning on three hits, two left on. We go to the bottom of the third. Salisbury leading 3-0. Back in 1 minute on Quicks AM and FM.
Stock up your freezer for fall and winter with choice cuts of meat from Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC, southeast of Salisbury on Highway PE. The Merrick and Femler families take pride in providing the freshest ground chuck, steaks, sausage, and bacon. Or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, brats, or a delicious slab of ribs. Just heat them and eat them. Open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you, life is tough, but your meat shouldn't be.
Again?
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
What you put off maintaining today could cost you more later on. When it comes to your vehicle's tires, it's essential for your safety and the safety of others that your tire pressure, tread, and sidewalls are in good shape. Drive with peace of mind.
Get your new tires at Thomas Motors. You'll save big with their price matching and rebate offers. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. Online at thomasmtrs.com.
Part of the lineup due up for the St. Elizabeth Lady Hornets as we go to the bottom of third. Green, Strumpf, and Cook as they look to scratch some runs across. They've threatened the first two innings but have been unable to score against ace pitcher Bryn Wooldridge, who gets a swing and a miss at a rising fastball on Green, 0-1. Green has the only hit so far for St. Elizabeth, a bloop single just out of the reach of the shortstop. Here she rolls one right back to the circle. Up with it is Wooldridge over to first. OUT out to retire Tasia Green. One down, and that will bring in Elizabeth Strumpf. That was something we saw a lot of in the sectional round against Community Yard 6 was a lot of ground balls back to Wooldridge. Not only is she racking up strikeouts, but she was fielding her position very, very well. Fastball in there for a strike to Elizabeth Strumpf, 0-1 the count. Strumpf walked, was left stranded at first, back in the first inning. Wooldridge winds and fires the 0-1. The changeup rolls on in there. Bowling for dollars, if you will. 1-1 the count on Strumpf. Wooldridge brings home the next. Fastball misses low, and it's 2-1. Four strikeouts for the game for Wooldridge. She also does have the three walks. Also a rare error committed behind her. Here's a bouncing ball up the middle. Tough place to Fankwicks to right. Slides, makes a play, throws over to first and got her. Oh, what a play. Brooks to Fankwicks. Far to her right. First just to keep it on the infield was great. On a sliding play, she almost did the splits and then from her knees got up and was able to make a strong enough throw to get Strumpf throughout number two. And there's more of that solid defense from the from Salisbury. Just a good all-around team. Big reason why they're ranked number two in Class 1 and why they are right now in good position to return to the state Final Four for the fourth time in 6 years and for the second year in a row. First pitch was in for a strike. The second one misses high to Gracie Cook. 1-1 the count. Wooldridge looking for her first 1-2-3 inning of the afternoon. The next one misses low, and it's 2-1 on Cook. Cook grounded out to Stefankowicz at second, her first time up. 2-1. Fastball misses a bit inside, and the count now 3-1 on Gracie Cook. Wooldridge trying to avoid walking her fourth Hornet of the day. The 3-1. Fastball over below, ball four, and that will be walk number four. So Cook aboard of two outs. That'll bring in Tori Kemna. That's the other key. St. Elizabeth has so far left five runners on base, but they've yet to get the leadoff man aboard. All their runners have come with one or two outs today. In fact, almost all of them, with the exception of the walk by Jordan Plasmeyer last inning, have come with two outs. Plan. Here's a roller right back to the circle. Wooldridge up with it again. We'll throw over to first. Tori Kemna retired on one pitch, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, another walk, another runner left stranded. We've played three from St. Elizabeth. Salisbury in control early. They lead it 3-0. Back in 1 minute on 92.5 FM and 1230 AM KWIX.
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Howard Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Top of the fourth inning rolls in from St. Elizabeth Ballpark. Salisbury waiting 3-0 and looking for more as they will bring in the 9-1-2 batters, Haynes, Stefankiewicz, and Woldrich. And for St. Elizabeth, all important they get Breanne Haynes out right here, because the way Stefankiewicz is playing, you do not want to face her with nobody out. First pitch misses high and wide, 1-0. So far, Stefankiewicz, a pair of base hits, including a two-run double, and a web gem of a play over at second. 1-0 is skied down the right field line. This is going to be a tough play. Megan Plasmeyer in foul ground will make a running catch up against the fence. Oh, my. Megan Plasmeyer, and she was by no means playing near the line. She had a lot of ground to cover. Made the catch probably a couple steps from the fence down that right field line, and then had to quickly spin off that to avoid possibly careening into foul territory. That is a great play for out number one, and now brings in Stefankiewicz, who tries a little slap bunt and ends up chopping it foul for strike one. So while there's been errors, there have been some nice defensive plays, and the weight is coming from St. Elizabeth right fielder Megan Plasmeyer's swing and a skied fly ball foul that will one hop up against the concession stand slash bathroom slash utility shed building here at St. Elizabeth Ballpark. And the count is 0-2 against Stefankiewicz. Stefankiewicz has verbally committed to play college softball at Division III Huntington College down in Alabama. She rockets this one deep left center field. This is way back, and gone! Bon voyage! Brooke Stefankiewicz, have yourself a day! A single, a two-run double, and now a solo home run. And it is 4-0 Salisbury in the top of the fourth inning. When you are hot, you are hot. And right now, Brooke Stefankiewicz might be surface of the sun hot. Her second home run of the season, and she sent it well over the left center fence, right about the 197 marker over there in left center. And team that can definitely hit some bombs gets their first of the day to add to the lead. They've now scored in three straight innings and are grabbing this game by the scruff of the neck here in St. Elizabeth. Coach Tim Oligschlager out to talk to his starting pitcher, Maddie Wilde, as she will have to recover quickly because she's facing another home run threat, the leading home run threat on the Salisbury team, Bryn Woldrich, 13 home runs to lead the Lady Panthers. Again, I want to thank our sponsors for making this broadcast possible, Samaritan Hospital of Macon and Seinstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Fastball misses high and wide to Woldrich, 1-0 the count. Nobody on and one out. Salisbury now waiting 4-0. As Brooke Stefankiewicz leading the charge this afternoon. Next one misses low to Woldrich, and the count is 2-0. Woldrich was the one that led him back in the sectional victory with three hits, not to mention the win in the circle, going the full six innings in that run-shortened game. She chops the next one foul from Wilde, 2-1 the count. The biggest thing of Coach Oligschlager coming out to settle down Maddie Wilde was just the simple fact that a lot of times when you give up a home run, you tend to groove that next one. This is the last hitter you want to do that to. Next one is a fastball missing outside to Woldrich. Count now 3-1. Woldrich, rare to say, she's 0-for so far in this game. She's reached on an error and flied out to right on a nice sliding play by Megan Plasmeyer. Next one misses low, ball 4. It's a 5-pitch walk to Bryn Woldrich. So the home run followed by a walk in the top of the lineup for Salisbury, licking their chops here in the top of the fourth inning, leading by 4. Abigail Gebhardt didn't miss a home run by too much her last time up as she doubled down in the left field corner. First pitch here, another one missing low from Wilde, 1-0. That was Wilde's first walk of the game as she walked Woldrich on 5 pitches. First pitch, or next pitch here is a liner down the right field line. It's going to get over the head of Plasmeyer to the fence. Ismay score another run. Gebhardt up to second with another double. Woldrich around third. She will score, and it's 5-0. Salisbury on the RBI double by Gebhardt, her second two-bagger of the game. And the top of the Salisbury lineup is roaring loudly today here in St. Elizabeth. Stefankiewicz 3-for-3, a triple short of the cycle. And now Gebhardt, a pair of doubles to help lead the charge. Again, you think Salisbury might want a shot at Maysville on Friday? Rematch of the Class 1 state title? The way they're playing, they're out to make another statement here in the quarterfinal round against a very tradition-rich St. Elizabeth program. At the plate now, the cleanup hitter Lizzie Bale shows bunt, pulls back, takes a ball, throw down to third with the runner going, is not in time. That was White running for Gebhardt. She slides in safely. The ball got into the shallow left field, but with White down, she was unable to advance any further. Stolen base for White. She stands at third with still only one out in the inning. Lizzie Bales with a 1-0 count on her. Right now they're just checking on White as she kind of went in awkwardly to third base there. Again, thanks to our sponsors for making this broadcast possible, Pest Pro Solutions in Moberly and Shelbina, and at pestpromo.com, and by CNR Market with 11 locations. A 1-0 to Bales, bunt attempt again. This time she bunts it foul, count evens 1-1. Mention the tradition of the St. Elizabeth program, 4 state titles for the softball program, last in their last trip to the Final Four in 2011. Their last district title came 4 years ago in 2015 before this season. They actually did that with a losing record. It was the final of 5 consecutive district titles. There's a shot tomahawk foul by Bales. That one nearly lands on the baseball field behind us. 1-2, the count on Bales. Meanwhile, for Salisbury, 2 state titles. Those came back-to-back in 2001 and 2002. Last 3 trips to the Final Four in the last 4 years have not yielded a state title. They would like to change it this year. In fact, could be a collision course in the state championship game between numbers 1 and 2 in the state, with Canton on the other side of the bracket. Canton already advancing 14-1 on Saturday over Novinger. Here's the 1-2. Fastball misses a bit low and in to Bales, and the count evens 2-2. Long battle here against Maddie Wilde. 2 runs across in the inning already for Salisbury, leading 5-0. They've got another runner on third and 1 out. Count is even. The 2-2 coming home to Bales. Rise ball, got her swinging. Another off-speed pitch from Wilde, enough to slow down Bales and strike her out for the first time today. And there's 2 gone, leaving the inning up to Caden Stapleton, who's 1-for-2. Stapleton singled her last time up in the third, grounded out to first back in the first inning. She's got another insurance run over there at third with White, and she swings and chops the first pitch foul, 0-1 the count. Salisbury's last 3 trips to state, 2 fourth place finishes, and then last year the second place finish, losing in 8 innings to Maysville. As long as they hang on, that is who they would see on Friday at 11 a.m., and that's one we'll bring for you on regional radio. We'll give you a little bit more of a roadmap of what our schedule will look like with so many area teams going to Springfield for the softball Final Four this weekend. Count is even, 1-1 on Stapleton as the next one missed high and wide. Next one from Wilde is a fastball over but low, 2-1. Well, they kind of cocked her head to one side. She wanted that one. Doesn't get it from our home plate umpire. Third pitch, that's the one pitchers always want for a strike more often than not. It's such a crucial one for the at-bat. Here's a changeup on the inside corner for strike two, and that was one that, just judging from Stapleton's reaction, completely baffled her. She just kind of put the hand to the back of her head and just looked down and shook her head. 2-2 the count now on the Salisbury third baseman. Wilde brings it home, and this one shot a mile foul. That one is going to land on the baseball field. Good rip there on Stapleton by Stapleton, but just a little early on that Maddie Wilde offering. Another new softball coming for the St. Elizabeth starter. 5-0 Salisbury leading here in the top of the fourth and looking to add to it more. The 2-2 is rolled in there, and the count runs full, 3-2. And that's the second straight time Stapleton has worked to count full. She ran the count full before singling back in the third. And that plated out, or Gephardt's courtesy runner back in the third. 3-2 here, change up, got her looking on the inside corner down the knees. Back-to-back strikeouts limits the damage for Wilde and the St. Elizabeth Lady Hornets. But Salisbury adds two more runs. They do it on two hits, a walk, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Salisbury now leads 5-0. Back in 1 minute on Quicks Radio.
Patton Funeral Home in Huntsville and Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury are now a member of the Greening, Egan, Hayes family of funeral homes. Hello, this is Kyle Egan, one of the owners. I want you to know that since 1952, Greening, Egan, Hayes has served families in their time of loss with the utmost consideration and kindness while performing a ceremony that honors their loved one. As an independent family-owned and operated funeral home, Greening Egan Hayes is dedicated in serving the needs of families in Randolph and Sheraton counties.
For service on your skid steer or to purchase skid steer attachments, stop by R&J Custom Fabrication in Salisbury. R&J Custom Fabrication offers brush cutters, augers, post drivers, grapple buckets, stump buckets, landscape rakes, trenchers, and the list goes on and on. By manufacturers such as Blue Diamond, Smith Equipment, and B-Built. R&J Custom Fabrication. Call 388-6915 to set up an appointment for skid steer attachments or service, or check them out online at rjcustomfabrication.com.
Back at St. Elizabeth Ballpark as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, bottom third of the order for the Lady Hornets, starting with Jordan Plasmeyer. Takes a pitch low and in, ball one. Plasmeyer, Shewin, and Regina Kimna do up for the Lady Hornets as they look to get something going here against Bren Wooldridge, who is keeping the shutout streak going for Salisbury here in the postseason. She misses the next one low back to the screen, and the count is 2-0 on the St. Elizabeth second baseman. The 2-0 from Wooldridge. Fastball slapped foul off to the right, and the count is 2-1. Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at Regional Radio and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri. Next pitch missed low to Plasmeyer. The 3-1 is a fastball in the outside corner, and that was a 3-2 pitch, beg my pardon. Called strike three, another strikeout for Wooldridge. And by my count, that is strikeout number five for the ace starting pitcher for the Lady Panthers. One up and one down for St. Elizabeth here in the bottom of the fourth. Brings in Victoria Shulin, who takes the first pitch low, 1-0. Shulin struck out looking her first time up. A lot of backwards Ks for the strikeouts today for Wooldridge. Next one misses, 2-0. In fact, the only one that's gone down swinging was Emily Wilde back in the first inning. The other four are all down looking. There's a 2-0 to Shulin. That misses low, ball three. Should be noted, though, again, four walks issued by Wooldridge, and she's in danger of making a number five here. She'll have to come back from 3-0 down against Shulin. Gets a strike there at the belt on the fastball, and it is 3-1. Wooldridge working quickly, brings home the next fastball, and that one is a wave and a miss from Shulin. That was another fastball on the inside part of the plate where Woldrich really likes to make a living. Payoff pitch, fastball, and she brought a little too far inside. That's ball four. Shulin not quite aware that that was ball four. Now she's aware, and she'll trot down to first. Fifth walk issued by Woldrich to go along with those five strikeouts. And St. Elizabeth's got another runner on the base paths with one out. But again, they've yet to get the leadoff man aboard in any of the four innings. First pitch to Reggie Kemna, misses low and in, ball one. Kemna reached on a rare error by Stapleton back in the second in her lone previous plate appearance. She swings and misses at the Woldrich fastball in the next, and the count evens 1-1. Woldrich gets the sign from Gebhardt. She does not waste a lot of time. Little roller to first. Up with it is Wyatt. She'll step on the bag, going short way to get the sure out with Kemna at first. And there's two down. Down the second goes Shulin. And then it'll just bring us back to the top of the lineup and Maddie Wilde. Again, just one hit for St. Elizabeth so far today against Bryn Woldrich. That was a bloop single by Tasia Green back in the first. First pitch here to Wilde is a fastball missing inside, 1-0. Maddie Wilde has struck out and walked. Swings and misses at the next, and the count evens 1-1. Good pitch there from Woldrich after going inside that time, challenging the hitter, Wilde, with a rising fastball. 1-1, another fastball, little liner right into the glove at Wyatt at first, and that will end the inning. Good defense again by Salisbury. And St. Elizabeth held off the board yet again. No runs, no hits. A walk and one left on. We've played four from St. Elizabeth. It's 5-0 Salisbury on top. Back in 1 minute on 92.5 FM and 1230 AM KWIX.
Benjamin Moore paint lasts a remarkably long time. That's why it's so important that the color you choose is the perfect one. Benjamin Moore and Sanders Decorating and Design offer paint samples because loving your color matters. Stop by today and browse the more than 3,500 colors and let them help you find the perfect color to test in your home. For everything that matters, there is a perfect Benjamin Moore paint color waiting for you. Let Sanders Decorating and Design in downtown Salisbury take you from inspiration to results today.
Are you ready for a new grill but not sure what to get? Have you checked out the advantages of a pellet grill? You need to stop by Failing Small Engine on Thursday. Andy, the chef extraordinaire from Smokin' Brothers, Inc., will be presenting short classes on pellet grills and offering free samples. Failing's will also have Gravely commercial lawnmowers on sale during this one-week Gravely fleet event. That's noon Thursday for the Smokin' Brothers pellet grill demonstrations and free samples at Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West, Salisbury.
Colin Shoey back with you at St. Elizabeth Ballpark as we go to the top of the fifth. Salisbury leading 5-0, and they will bring up these 6, 7, and 8 hitters, Wyatt, Bartholomew, and Ricketts. As St. Elizabeth looks to keep doing the damage, they've pounded out 5 runs on 8 hits so far today, taking advantage of a couple St. Elizabeth errors in the process as they have grabbed control of this game since the second inning. First pitch to White is slapped to the right side, up over to this first baseman, Regina Kemna. She'll win the race to the bag. One pitch, one out to retire Wyatt. And that is now the third time in 5 innings that the leadoff batter has been retired for Salisbury. However, last inning, that was really left useless when Brooks Stefankiewicz blasted a home run over the left center fence. Next pitch, first pitch into Brooke Bartholomew, misses low, ball one. Bartholomew also productive day at the plate. She's 2 for 2 with a pair of singles. Came around to score a run back in the second inning. Takes a fastball high, and the count is 2-0 on Bartholomew. Maddie Wilde still battling in the circle, and it's not a matter if she's struggled to pitch today. It's just a matter of this is a very good lineup, 1 through 9 she's facing. Next one is a changeup, and she got Bartholomew to chase one down in the dirt. 2-1 the count. Bartholomew cocks the bat back. Wilde's got the sign, brings on the 2-1. Fastball skied foul off to the right. That'll land on the hill at the base of, I believe it's the St. Elizabeth Water Tower right here, actually. Doesn't say St. Elizabeth, but it is definitely a water tower. The 2-1 changeup swung and a miss. Make that 2-2, and Bartholomew strikes out number two. And right now, Matty Wilde looking for the first 1-2-3 inning of the day for either team. You think of Bryn Wooldridge pitching another strikeout through four, she'd have one, but she has not, largely due to those four walks. There's a ground ball up the middle, going to be a tough play. Plasmeyer to right, Fields throws over to first in time. Nice play by Jordan Plasmeyer at second, and that ends the inning, a quick inning for the St. Elizabeth defense as they look to get some form of momentum going. Salisbury gone in order in their half the fifth. We head to the bottom half with Salisbury leading 5-0. Back in 1 minute on Information Radio Quicks.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember, I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool too, I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
Visit Kurt Ramsey, your shelter insurance agent in Salisbury.
Pest Pro Solutions has been serving commercial and residential clients since 2004. During that time, we have seen, treated, solved, and prevented every type of pest infestation you can imagine, so you can trust our experience to solve your pest problem. Hello, I'm Michael Patterson, owner of Pest Pro Solutions, located in Shelbina and Moberly. Before pests become a problem, call Pest Pro Solutions, because we're the best solution to keep your home or business bug-free and happy. To contact us or learn more, view pestpromo.com. That's pestpromo.com.
St. Elizabeth Lady Hornets looking to get something going here as we go to the bottom of the fifth. They got the right batters up to do it against Bryn Wooldridge, 2-3-4 batters. Now Wooldridge pumps in a fastball for a strike down around the knees to start things off on Emily Wilde. It'll be Emily Wilde, followed by Green, and then Elizabeth Strumpf. The 0-1 is a fastball high, and the count evens 1-1. Wilde struck out swinging in the first, went down looking in the second. Here's the 1-1. Fastball misses high, and it is 2-1. 5-0, Salisbury leading here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They done all their damage in innings 2-4. Fastball misses inside. It's 3-1 on Emily Wilde. St. Elizabeth has not had the leadoff batter at the plate tonight. Chance here, though. The 3-1 is swung on and belted foul down the right field line. Well out of play. As Wilde again late on that fastball, and that's been the factor. St. Elizabeth hitters just have not gotten their timing down against the Bryn Wooldridge fastball, and it's not easy to do. Coming in with as good a velocity as you're going to see from a softball pitcher. Payoff pitch skied in the air, shallow center. Coming in is Ricketts. She dives and is unable to get it. A base hit in a very shallow center. Ended up being the glove went flying on Ricketts, as that was a tricky play caught in the Bermuda Triangle. They've got the leadoff batter aboard. Emily Wilde, a bloop single, the second hit of the day for the Lady Hornets. Let's see if they can get some momentum. Tasia Green at the plate now. They got Salisbury down in order, 1-2-3 in the fourth. First time either team's been retired in order today. Now they got their second base hit. Tasia Green's got the other one. She swings and fouls the first one straight back, 0-1. And I want to thank our sponsors for making this broadcast, High School Playoff Baseball possible, Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer, and the cattle industry in Missouri. Beef, it's what's for dinner, funded by the Beef Checkoff. The 0-1 pitch coming home is a fastball a bit outside, and the count evens 1-1 on Tasia Green. On deck is the cleanup hitter, Elizabeth Strumpf. The next fastball, miss a bit outside, snap, throw down to first, and just back in safely is Emily Wilde. That was a dart of a throw by Abigail Gebhardt down to first, and she almost nabbed Wilde. Here's the 2-1, fastball swung and a missed, and the count evens 2-2 on Green. Nope, pardon me, that was strike three. Every once in a while, I'll lose track of the count. Normally, I can use the scoreboard as a reference, but it's down the left field line, and I'd be looking through the heads of the St. Elizabeth dugout, so beg my pardon on those. That's a strikeout for Wooldridge, number six on the day, one down, and it brings in Elizabeth Strumpf. The 0-1 is high and wide, and the count evens 1-1. Woldrich working quickly, runner on first, one out, and the next misses low and in, 2-1. Salisbury, two runs in the second, one in the third, two more in the fourth to grab control, leading 5-0. Here's a ground ball, slowly hit left side, going to be a tough play. Charging is Bales, throws over to first in time to get Elizabeth Strump for out number two. Another nice play by the Salisbury infield. They'll gladly concede Emily Wilde moving into scoring position as she stands at second with two outs, and Gracie Cook at the plate. Cook has grounded out to second and walked this afternoon. Brittany Woldrich dealing with another runner in scoring position. She's dealt with at least one runner every inning. Here's a swing and a foul on a fastball. 0-1 the count on Cook. Two hits for the Lady Hornets through 4 2/3 innings. And again, a lot of foul balls, though. They've just been a little bit behind on the Woldrich fastball. 0-1, this one's bounced foul, and the count is 0-2 as the hit and run was on there. Moving with contact was Wilde. Runner on second, two outs. The 0-2, changeup, got her swinging. Oh, that's just not fair. All those fastballs, and then Woldrich pulls the string on the changeup to strike out Cook. She's got 7 through 5 innings, 2 in the 5th, and the one base hit goes by the boards for St. Elizabeth. No runs, a hit, and one left on. We've played 5. Salisbury still leading 5-0. Back in 1 minute on 92.5 FM and AM 1230 KWIX.
Sidestrucker's exclusive 10-year warranty is just one more way of being by your side. John Deere Equipment already has one of the best warranties in the industry, but here at Sidestrucker, we took a good thing and made it even better. We know you depend on your equipment, so keep your John Deere compact utility tractors running smooth and working hard with our 10-year by your side limited warranty. Now that's what I call peace of mind. Come see us at any of Sidestrucker's convenient locations or online at Sidestrucker's.com.
Offer ends 10/31/19. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Has your slow internet left you spooked? There's no tricks, just treats. With super fast internet that's super affordable from Sheraton Valley. If you're haunted by buffering, interruptions, and slow download speeds, don't be scared to sign up now. Visit any one of our convenient locations or go to cvfiber.cvalley.net. For super fast internet that really screams, sign up now at cvfiber.cvalley.net or a store near you. No tricks, just treats. With super fast internet that's super affordable. Go further, go faster, go fiber.
The Regional Missouri Bank family is growing. The merger between the Bank of Cairo and Moberly and Regional Missouri Bank is complete. RMB welcomes Moberly and the surrounding communities to the family. Regional Missouri Bank is your locally owned financial institution that offers prompt, quality service to the communities we serve. Customers will see the same friendly and familiar faces they've grown accustomed to serving their financial needs. Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, Paris, downtown Moberly, and Highway 24 Moberly. Member FDIC.
Brianne Haynes leads off, and on an 0-1 pitch, she hits a bullet off the glove of the third baseman, Tasia Green, to her left and into shallow left, a leadoff single. And now here comes the moment I'm sure at least a few people are looking forward to here in the ballpark. Can Brooks Stefankiewicz hit for the cycle? She bats here in the sixth inning with a single, a double, and a home run all to her total. She is attempting a slap bunt, though, on the first pitch and bunts one and hits it foul, 0-1. She bunts this one up the first baseline. Going to be a tough play. It's going to be a base hit. Then the throw goes into right field, and that's going to allow Haynes to go first to third on the play. Another hit for Stefankiewicz on the bunt single. They were never going to get her. And then they force the throw into right field, and that allows Haynes to move up an extra base on the throwing error by the first baseman, Regina Kimna. And Salisbury, and really, really put a huge gap in, already leading 5-0. They've got runners on the corners, nobody out. And you could say Bryn Woldrich is due. She's reached on error and walked today, and she's also flying out to right, still looking for her first hit. First pitch is high. Stefankiewicz will take second on defensive indifference. No throw down from the catcher, Tori Kemna. So two runners in scoring position now for Woldrich. Fastball misses high and wide, and it is 2-0 on Woldrich. So Stefankiewicz did not get the triple she wanted, but that was a designed play. Going the slap bunt, playing the small ball game, Still works for the bunt hit. Now Woldrich golfs this one in the left field, and it's off the glove of the left fielder Gracie Cook down in the corner. Two more runs are going to score. Now here comes Stefankiewicz. She'll have to slide in safely. Throw gets over the catcher's head. Down to third goes Woldrich. It is 7-0 Salisbury. A laser beam down the left field line that Gracie Cook had go in and out of her glove. It still won't be a hit for Woldrich, but she'll reach on the three-base error. Back-to-back errors. It's now 4 on the Lady Hornets. And after a 10-0 victory in 6 innings in the sectional round against Community R6, we could be looking at the same thing here for Salisbury against a very strong St. Elizabeth program. Leading 7-0, still nobody out, and Abigail Gebhardt at the plate, who's got a pair of doubles to her name. So Stefankiewicz and Haynes score on the error in left. Now make it 7-0 Salisbury. And a whole lot of open water now for the Lady Panthers. First pitch misses high and wide to Gebhardt, 1-0 the count. And Salisbury looking to book a date, not just back to the Final Four for the second straight year, but another rematch with the Maysville Lady Wolverines. Next one misses low to Gebhardt, 2-0 the count. And Gebhardt, a couple of harder hit balls of the day with a pair of doubles to her name. She also struck out looking against Maddie Wilde today. Wilde shaking off a sign from Kemna, now brings one home. It's a rise ball belted into shallow right. Coming in, Plasmeyer, she'll make the catch. Tagging from third and scoring. We're going to have a play at the plate, and she is out. The courtesy runner, Rachel Fessler, cut down on a dart from right field by Megan Plasmeyer, who makes her third very good play, a double play, 9-2 to at least limit the damage here in the sixth inning. It was a right play from Fessler, but with Plasmeyer coming in, she had a whole lot of momentum, and that was a perfect throw in from Tori Kemna, who then did a great job applying the tag on Fessler to ensure she was going to be out. Two down and extends the inning, though, to Lizzie Bales. She lines one into center. It'll hang up for the center fielder, Gracie Cook, who makes the catch. Beg my pardon, Shulin from earlier. She is in left. So a couple loud outs in the inning, but Salisbury strikes for two more runs. They do it on two hits and two errors in the inning and one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. There will be no 10-run rule victory, but Salisbury looking to make plans for Springfield. They waited 7-0. Back in 90 seconds on KWIX Information Radio.
TrueMac offers you the best of both worlds. TrueMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to Truman State University. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your TrueMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Bulldog. Stop waiting and emerge as a TrueMac student today at macc.edu. MACC, the college for you.
Stock up your freezer for fall and winter with choice cuts of meat from Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC, southeast of Salisbury on Highway PP. The Merrick and Femler families take pride in providing the freshest ground chuck, steaks, sausage, and bacon. Or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, brats, or a delicious slab of ribs. Just heat them and eat them. Open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you, life is tough, but your meat shouldn't be.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
Audrey Rowe, your local Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. If you're in Sheraton County, she has you covered.
Tori Kemna leading things off for the St. Elizabeth Lady Hornets. She bunts the ball and over on the wheel route to field it or to get it is Brooks Stefankiewicz. It goes 1-4 to get her out on one pitch. Then Jordan Plasmeyer, she comes up first pitch swinging and she laces a single back up the middle on a ground ball. Third hit of the day for the Lady Hornets, and they've got a runner on with one out for Victoria Shulin. Action coming fast and heavy as Shulin swings the first pitch and bounces one foul up the third baseline. 0-1 the count. And a reminder, whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a valuable part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we can teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at Regional Radio and the Missouri State High School Activities Association. At the plate is Victoria Shulin. She is in the hole 0-2, and she's now gone. As she watches a fastball down around the knees on the outside part of the plate. Another strikeout for Woldrich. I believe 8 now for the game for the ace Salisbury pitcher. Another backwards K. She strikes out Shulin for out number 2. Brings in Regina Kimna. She takes a fastball at the belt for a strike 0-1. Woldrich had to work out of a couple jams in the first and second, but since then, she's been rolling much smoother, and she'll be out of this inning in short order. A little 1-2 hopper back to the circle. And fielding and throwing is Woldrich over to first for out number 3. No runs a hit, and one more left stranded for St. Elizabeth. We go to the seventh. The bell tolls maybe the final outs on the St. Elizabeth season, and the run continuing for Salisbury. 7-0 Salisbury leads. We'll bring you the seventh inning in 1 minute here on in 90 seconds on KWIX Information Radio.
For service on your skid steer or to purchase skid steer attachments, stop by R&J Custom Fabrication in Salisbury. R&J Custom Fabrication offers brush cutters, augers, post drivers, grapple buckets, stump buckets, landscape rakes, trenchers, and the list goes on and on. By manufacturers such as Blue Diamond, Smith Equipment, and B-Built. R&J Custom Fabrication. Call 388-6915 to set up an appointment for skid steer attachments or service, or check them out online at rjcustomfabrication.com.
The last time you went to physical therapy, did they look at your chart before they said your name? Sheila or Tricia at Salisbury Physical Therapy live in the area and know your name, so you will get the personal one-on-one care and attention you need to recover your mobility or get back in the game. Salisbury Physical Therapy, located at 100 West Highway 24, Suite A in Salisbury, has over 20 years of experience in the physical therapy field. Sheila can get you off the bench or out of that chair and back to what you love to do. Salisbury Physical Therapy, hometown care and service just for you.
It's time for some game day savings at C&R Markets. How about saving 67 cents a gallon or more on fuel this week with your C&R Rewards card when you buy select items? 10 pounds of value pack ground beef, $1.99 a pound. Smithfield whole pork loins, $1.69 a pound. Whole frying chickens, 89 cents a pound. Palermo pizzas, 5 for $10. And save a buck on Progresso soups and Yoplait yogurts with our digital coupons. From everyone at C&R Markets, we hope to see you soon at C&R.
Caden Stapleton leading off, and she laces a one-hop smash off the body of Tasia Green. She recovers and throws over to first in time to get Stapleton one up, one down to start things in the top of the seventh for Salisbury. The Lady Panthers 3 outs away from a return trip to Springfield yet again for the state Final Four. They have gone in 2014, 2016, 2018. Could not come away with the largest prize in any of those. 2 fourth-place finishes and then a second-place finish last year. They're on their 6th straight district title. Looking to win it all this season. Chloe Wyatt swung and fouled the first pitch off from Wilde, and it's a carbon copy on the second one. Quickly 0-2 on Wyatt. Wyatt today still looking for her first trip on the base pass. She flied out to center in the second, struck out swinging in the third, and grounded out to first in the fifth inning. She's in the hole 0-2 here against Maddie Wilde. Change up, bounce back up the middle, and that'll get through for a base hit. Now she's aboard. Chloe Wyatt's first hit of the day. As just about everybody in black and purple has gotten on base today. And actually, in fact, everyone has now for the Lady Panthers. They have pounded out now 11 hits, matching their total from the sectional round victory over Community. Here's a ground ball right side. It's going to be a tough play. Gloving it as the first baseman. There's not going to be a play anywhere. But now getting hung up is Wyatt between second and third. And she will be tagged out eventually by the shortstop Emily Wilde for out number 2. So It ends up being all for naught as Regina Kemna couldn't come up with it, but Wyatt wound up going a little too far around second, got caught in no man's land to be forced out. Brooke Bartholomew reaches on the error. That is the fifth of the day on the St. Elizabeth defense. It is the second out, however, with Wyatt getting forced out. Now there's a bouncing ball right side. Up with it is Jordan Plasmeyer. Throws over to first to retire Ricketts. Another quick inning, a free swinging inning from Salisbury. Brings the top of the seventh quickly to a close. No runs, a hit, an error, and one left on. Go to the bottom of the seventh. Salisbury, 3 outs away from Springfield. We'll bring it back for you in 60 seconds on 92.5 FM and 1230 AM. Quicks. Back in one
we minute. Are growing at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We have three new physicians on board. Please welcome Dr. Jeff Millis. Dr. Millis is a joint replacement surgeon who focuses on using the anterior approach when replacing a hip. Dr. Millis graduated from the University of Missouri School of Medicine and loves to be back in mid-Missouri. He is taking new patient appointments, and you can make yours by calling 573-443-2402. Welcome Dr. Jeff Millis to Columbia Orthopedic Group.
Again?
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
What you put off maintaining today could cost you more later on. When it comes to your vehicle's tires, it's essential for your safety and the safety of others that your tire pressure, tread, and sidewalls are in good shape. Drive with peace of mind.
Get your new tires at Thomas Motors. You'll save big with their price matching and rebate offers. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. Online at thomasmtrs.com.
Three outs from Springfield. That's where the Salisbury Lady Panthers are, leading 7-0 over the St. Elizabeth Hornets. Bryn Wooldridge continuing the long postseason shutout streak for the Lady Panthers will face the top of the order, starting over opposite number Maddie Wilde. And she swings, one hop smash right into the glove of Chloe Wyatt at first. Steps on the bag, one pitch, one out to start things in the top of the seventh. Wooldridge, another sparkling outing in the circle. She does have the 5 walks, but has also racked up 8 strikeouts and has allowed just 3 hits from St. Elizabeth hitters. Emily Wilde at the plate, she has one of those 3 hits of a single back in the fifth. She takes the first pitch low and away, ball one. Wilde has also struck out twice against Wooldridge. The 1-0. Fastball, and starting to swing and unable to hold up is Wilde, and the count evens 1-1. Meanwhile, 7 runs on 11 hits tonight for Salisbury as their offense roars again. Changeup is a strike on the inside corner, and it is 1-2. Wooldridge looking for strikeout number 9. The 1-2, fastball, got her looking. Strikes out Emily Wilde for the third time today, and they're now 1 out away from Springfield. Wooldridge looking for her first 1-2-3 inning of the afternoon. And it'll be down to Tasia Green to try to extend the season a little further for the St. Elizabeth Lady Hornets. Green is single today. She's also grounded out and struck out against Wooldridge. High set brings on the first, and it's ripped foul straight back to the top of the backstop. 0-1 the count on Tasia Green. Salisbury balancing out their runs. 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 2 more in the sixth. To grab the 7-0 advantage. And they still have yet to allow a run since district started. There's a swing and a fly down the right field line, and now St. Elizabeth down to their last strike. 0-2 on Green. Victories are 21-0, 8-0, and 10-0 since district started for Salisbury. Wooldridge, the 0-2, changeup. Called, strike 3 on the outside corner. That'll do it. Final score, Salisbury 7. St. Elizabeth, nothing. The Lady Panthers with another trip. They're Springfield bound come Friday. We'll have postgame for you in 2 minutes. You're listening to high school softball on Quicks 92.5 FM, 1230 AM. Back in 2 minutes.
Farmers, winter annual weeds have germinated and are on their way to making your fields a mess next spring. Now is the time to knock down these weeds with a full herbicide application from Ricketts Farm Service. Next spring, your fields will warm up and dry out faster and are clean and ready to go for planting. At Ricketts Farm Service, they can include fall-applied herbicides with your fall fertilizer pass for even more efficiency. Call Ricketts Farm Service in Cairo, Salisbury, or Shelbina for your fall-applied herbicides today.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember, I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool too, I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
Visit Kurt Ramsey, your shelter insurance agent in Salisbury.
Put your plans into action this year with Gordon Building Center in Salisbury. They have you covered from the ground up. Whether you are building a new home, remodeling, or planning to paint, give them a call and ask about their wide selection of rich and vibrant paints for interior and exterior projects. Gordon Building Center in Salisbury is open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday 7:30 to 12. Call 388-6151, Gordon Building Center, your building supply and paint headquarters in Sheridan County.
Picture time for the Salisbury Lady Panthers as they will head back to the state Final Four in Class 1 yet again. Trips in 2014, 16, 18, and now 19. Still looking for their first state title since 2002. That was their second of back-to-back state titles in 01 and 02 as they roundly defeat the St. Elizabeth Lady Hornets 7-0. And I want to remind again, fans, when you attend a high school game, do you stand at attention during the national anthem? Do you cheer a good play by the opposing team? If your team loses, do you take it well in stride? If you answered yes to any of those questions, you are showing positive examples of sportsmanship. Don't forget that when you attend high school events, young eyes are watching you for examples of acceptable behavior. As by making a conscious effort, you'll be helping our students grow into better citizens. This message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Joined now by Salisbury head coach Nate King as his Salisbury Lady Panthers victorious today 7-0. And coach, you got just a constant performance, it felt like, today. You scoring four out of the seven innings you came to the plate, and it started with Brooks Stefankowicz. A lot of times an effective offense, it comes to the top of the lineup, and she was unstoppable today. 4-for-4 at the plate, a triple shy of the cycle.
Phenomenal. She was phenomenal today. She did everything she could possibly do, and just a great performance by her. Happy for her.
And you know, when you look at her as an all-around player, of course, she's verbally committed Division III at Huntington College. What makes her such a good all-around player?
She has great speed. She has great range out there at second base. She doesn't have to cheat on the bunts like most second basemen do. She can play straight up and still beat you to the bag. And then at the plate, she has the ability to hit one over the fence and bunt it in front of you and make you come up. So you really don't – you pick your poison with her.
Yeah, it says a lot. She had the home run today, her second of the season. Really, that was the big blow in this game, it seemed like. And then, you know, triple short of the cycle, but she opts to lay that slap bunt down for another base hit. I mean, it's just impressive to see the different things she can do out there.
Yeah, she's been that way for 4 years now, and she's an impressive player, and there's really no way to defend her when she's doing all the things that she wants to do.
And then you look at the pitching today, another shutout performance. The defense commits only one error. Bryn Wooldridge, she had, again, some early control problems, had to work out of a couple jams, but after that, really felt like it was smooth sailing for you defensively as you keep that postseason shutout streak intact.
Yeah, she did a great job, like she always does. I felt like she probably pitched a little better than it appeared today because, I mean, we had a strike zone today that we've not had before, and she did a good job adjusting to it, but it was difficult. We've not had that this year.
And, you know, as far as pressure, it doesn't seem like there's much that's fazed this team. And, of course, so many state playoff runs, it certainly doesn't. But do you feel like these girls are just on a mission right now to get back to state and go all the way this time around?
Yeah, and, you know, they've taken it that way every year. They've taken that challenge to try to do that, and they've been through so many battles, even, you know, larger than this one, and they're ready. They're battle-tested. So nothing's going to faze them.
And now you look at Maysville in the Final Four, 11 a.m. on Friday. It's weird how that works out. State championship matchup last year, and now you get a chance for revenge around early against them this go-around.
Right. I've seen them play, watched them. They're very good at what they do. They've got some weaknesses I think we can exploit, and they do a few things better than we do. So it's going to be a good matchup, just like it was last year.
I got to ask, now fourth trip here since 2014 to Springfield. Has there kind of become an itinerary of spots to go prior to the game on the way down and whatnot?
Yeah, we argue about that on the whole way down there. But it's a lot of fun, and what a great group of kids to do it with. They've been so much fun over the last 4 years.
All right, Coach King, congratulations on the victory, and we'll see you in Springfield on Friday.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. That's Coach Nate King of the Salisbury Lady Panthers. Take a two-minute break and come back with more post-game coverage in just a moment. Stay tuned. Hey, Coach.
Are you ready for a new grill but not sure what to get? Have you checked out the advantages of a pellet grill? You need to stop by Failing Small Engine on Thursday. Andy, the chef extraordinaire from Smokin' Brothers, Inc., will be presenting short classes on pellet grills and offering free samples. Failing's will also have Gravely commercial lawnmowers on sale during this one-week Gravely fleet event. That's noon Thursday for the Smokin' Brothers pellet grill demonstrations and free samples at Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West, Salisbury.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Howard Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Fall into the perfect tractor during the Buy Your Side Compact Closeout. With your purchase, we will throw in our exclusive Buy Your Side 10-year warranty. You won't find this coverage anywhere else. With over 200 attachments and implements, we can customize the tractor to fit your needs. Come test drive during the Buy Your Side Compact Sale at any of our 13 locations across Missouri or visit us online at Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 10/31/19. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Colin Shoey back with you to wrap things up here from St. Elizabeth. Salisbury winning 7-0 over the St. Elizabeth Lady Hornets. They will face Maysville at 11 o'clock on Friday in the state semifinal. We'll have that one for you on 99.9 The Captain, beginning with pregame at 10:45. We'll also be following Canton, Palmyra, and Marceline in the Final Four coming up in Springfield. 7 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, and 9 runners left on base for Salisbury. Meanwhile, for St. Elizabeth, no runs, 3 hits, 5 costly errors, and 9 runners left on base. And your outstanding player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, Jeff Freeman Agency, for your asset protection and financial service needs. They offer custom solutions for essential circumstances. That player of the game, Brooke Stefankiewicz, 4-for-4 today. She was a triple short of the cycle, a 2-run double, and also belting a solo home run in the fourth inning to really put Salisbury in open water en route to the 7-0 victory. Brooke Stefankiewicz, your outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, Jeff Freeman Agency. That is going to wrap it up for St. Elizabeth. For Coach Nate King of the Salisbury Lady Panthers, I'm Colin Shoey signing off. Thanks to all our sponsors for making this broadcast possible on KWIX. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
This is Job Bank, a program that will help employers find exclusive employees for